Hey, good morning, everyone. There's a conversation, a discussion in the Gemara as to whether Hanacha Osa Mitzvah or Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. At what point do we actually fulfill and accomplish the Mitzvah of Neros Chanukah? Is it with the Hanacha, the placement of those Neros, wherever it is that they are meant to be? Or is it the act of Hadlaka? Is it the act of lighting them in the proper location? So we paskin kaimalon hadlaka osa mitzvah. We hold that hadlaka osa mitzvah perish, says the kitzer, hadlaka hi ha mitzvah. The lighting of the neros is the mitzvah. This comes both with a kula, or a series of kulos, as well as a series of chumros. Let's discuss. V'shas hadlaka tzrichem liyosa neros b'mkoman haroi v'chashir haroi. Which means that at the moment that we light, that is the one shot that we have to actually fulfill the mitzvah. So if they are not presently, as we're lighting them, in the proper location, if they're in a location in which we cannot fulfill the mitzvah, the fact that we lit them and then afterwards we'll just shimmy them over to the proper location, that is not the mitzvah, that's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The one shot that we have to fulfill the mitzvah is when we actually light. And therefore, so a couple of points here. If the neros are lit lower than 3 tzvachim up off the ground, or they're lit higher than 20 amos up off the ground, the charkach, and then afterwards, kishen dolkos, once they're already lit, hinichan bimkoman, then we would place them in the proper location, in that instance, psulin. It's possible that's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Similarly, he says, in b'shas hadlaka lo haya shemen kashir v'charkach hosif lo mahani. If let's say there is not the requisite fuel, we spoke about having enough fuel to last a full half hour, ideally, depending on when it is that you're lighting, at least for a half hour, if not a half hour post Seisa Kochavim. So that's the amount of fuel that you need at the moment that you light. If you lit the candles, you lit the Neros, and then subsequently you add sufficient oil because you realize it's not quite going to make it, that is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Let's say it was left in a location that we can suspect. We have a strong suspicion that they are going to be extinguished. So then, Lokiyam HaMitzvah V'chayv HaLikon Shenus. In that instance, if we left them right by the door and there's a gust of wind or an open window, whatever it is, and it's quite clear that they're going to be extinguished all on their own, that's also not a fulfillment of the mitzvah, despite the fact that I shut the window immediately afterwards. But the moment that they were lit in an area and they were lit in a against the backdrop that would not permit the mitzvah to be accomplished, and the mitzvah has not been accomplished, no matter what sort of tikkun I may then make afterwards. We would light a second time, however, Aval lo yavarech. We don't make the bracha when we really chayiv to relight. We said that that's not really, really a fulfillment of the mitzvah. There's a longer conversation, but nevertheless, we do not make a bracha when we light the second time. However, and here is the kula. Aval imham yidan karo'i va'idei mikra kavu. Let's say they were really properly, but something crazy happened. Something crazy, crazy gust of wind. Somebody opened up a window on the other side of the house. I lit them in a good location. I lit them properly. All the windows were sealed properly. Somebody opens up a window on the other side of the house, and as soon as they do, strong hurricane wind comes breezing through the living room, and it extinguishes the candles. Lo and behold, kfar kiyam ha-mitzvah. You already fulfilled the mitzvah. The fact that they were lit for a moment, for just a moment, after they were initially lit properly, and they continued to be lit just for a moment, so then I already fulfilled the mitzvah, I already accomplished the mitzvah. And really, strictly speaking, nothing more need be done. Our minhag is that we do make a point of relighting. Again, here, of course, we would make a point dafka of lighting without a bracha, because in truth, the mitzvah has already been performed properly. So be sure to stake out the proper manner of fulfilling the mitzvah ahead of time, both in terms of location, in terms of vertical height, and also in terms of the amount of fuel that's already been placed in the menorah before lighting. Everyone have a